Our grain and livestock markets might be reacting a little bit to our outside markets. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. That is the case especially for the cattle side of things. Luke Wells is with Professional Ag Marketing, Laverne, Minnesota.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think, and really that's really kind of steady. Obviously, we were a little bit off our cash highs here of last week. I think on the cattle more than anything, Keith, it's around just kind of following the equities. Obviously, we have the rare earth deal with China looked at. The stock market likes that a lot. You know, you got Dow futures up 550 some points, and, you know, with cattle clearly showing a discount to cash, demand still solid, you know, choice beef well above 390. I think we just turned around and staying in on those. They've been really buying the hogs today. I think they're kind of the money's in the cattle. I think it's just a combination of all that stuff kind of moved together on the cattle here today, mid-session, Keith.
And Luke, you mentioned there a little bit about the hog market. As you look back to last week's markets, your thoughts on the hog side of things?
Yeah, interesting spot in the whole hog market. And we kind of came into this week. We have, you know, month end. We've had really, really a lot of managed money long, not quite record long, but near. The hog and pig report was yesterday, came out at 2. And that report came out on paper slightly with the bearish tilt. It had the kept for breeding at 99.5% of a year ago. So that piece was friendly, kind of as expected, though. They continued to keep the productivity number a little bit higher at 101.6% of a year ago. And what it created was a few more market hogs than market expectation, probably most noticeably in the 120 to 179 category, which is going to get into your SEPOC bigs, 1.6% higher than estimates. So we actually started the hogs out quite a bit lower, mm-hmm. and are still trading red and, you know, awk on out, right? But then here midday came around and we had a really nice morning cutout print, much more tied to fundamentals than forecast of what's going to happen in the next 60 to 90 days.
That's your Farm News Updates. I'm Keith Weinberg.